Macmillan Audio presents First Among Equals by Jeffrey Archer. Read for you by John Lee. Prologue. Wednesday, 10th of April, 1931. If Charles Gurney Seymour had been born 9 minutes earlier, he would have become an earl, inherited a castle in Scotland, 22,000 acres in Somerset, and a thriving merchant bank in the city of London. It was to be several years before young Charles worked out the full significance of coming second in life's first race. His twin brother, Rupert, only just came through the ordeal, and in the years that followed contracted not only the usual childhood illnesses, but managed to add scarlet fever, diphtheria, and meningitis, causing his mother, Lady Seymour, to fear for his survival. Charles, on the other hand, was a survivor, and had inherited enough Seymour ambition for both his brother and himself. Only a few years passed before those who came into contact with the brothers for the first time mistakenly assumed Charles was the heir to the earldom. As the years passed, Charles's father tried desperately to discover something at which Rupert might triumph over his brother, and failed. When they were 8, the two boys were sent away to Summerfields, where generations of Seymours had been prepared for the rigours of Eton. During his first month at the Oxford Prep School, Charles was voted form captain, and no one hindered his advance en route to becoming head boy at the age of 12, by which time Rupert was looked upon as Seymour Minor. Both boys proceeded to Eton, where in their first half, Charles beat Rupert at every subject in the classroom, outrode him on the river, and nearly killed him in the boxing ring. When, in 1947, their grandfather, the 13th Earl of Bridgewater, finally expired,